This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Just when we thought early screening and diagnostic tests were the best way to fight diseases like cancer, there comes this announcement from a key government health panel. Healthy men should no longer receive a PSA blood test to screen for prostate cancer. That's the recommendation from the United States Preventive Services Task Force. And while it's backed by five clinical trials, it has not gone over well with doctors and prostate cancer survivors who say the blood test saved their lives. Joining us now to tell us more is Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Hi there, Carrie.
Hey, Meghna.
So, Carrie, men over 50 get the PSA test or the prostate-specific antigen test as a routine part of primary care. So why did the panel say that they should no longer administer the test?
Well, cancer screening is a very tricky subject in general. Whether it's mammograms or the PSA test, you always need to weigh the potential benefits against the potential harms. And in the past few years, as more and more men have been getting this screening and as a result also sometimes getting biopsies and surgeries, there's been an accumulating amount of evidence of the harms. There have been, you know, hundreds of thousands of men who have had surgery that may have left them impotent or incontinent. You know, several thousand may have even died from the surgery. And so the harms are very clear on their face. And then it seems that what we had in the last couple of years were very large studies that looked at the potential benefits, and they seem to have come out somewhat weak in terms of the benefits. So it seems like the task force was saying, in this balance, we're not feeling like it's strong enough in favor of benefits.
And so when the task force looked at the potential benefits, which I suppose also include successful treatment for prostate cancer, they found that all that in total didn't outweigh the harms that you were saying?
Well, one of the central problems is that prostate cancer is known as a particularly indolent cancer, meaning that it can sit for a very, very long time without actually acting up. And so that makes it very hard to actually nail down the benefits because you don't know which cancers would have actually proved fatal and which might not have.
I see. So what are reactions from doctors and patients so far?
Well, a lot of people expected a lot of backlash after these recommendations, and it has indeed come. On the webpage of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, that there was, in fact, even a statement from one of their top prostate cancer experts saying that these recommendations give the wrong message about prostate screening.
Well, we actually happen to have that expert with us on the line. He is Dr. Philip Kantoff, and he is director of Dana-Farber's Lank Center for Genitourinary Oncology. Dr. Kantoff, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So what are your thoughts about the United States Preventive Services Task Force and their recommendation?
I think it's not the right message. The weight of evidence to me would suggest that screening does benefit men. That is, in totality, there is reasonably strong evidence that if you use PSA-based screening, you'll reduce the mortality from prostate cancer. Now, having said that, you need to look at the other problems, and I think that not every man needs to be screened. When you look at a disease like prostate cancer, which has a long natural history, takes a long time for it to cause mortality, one wonders why men over the 80 would actually get a PSA test in the first place.
It's incredible. Men over 80 are getting screened.
And a good proportion of men over the 80 have been getting PSA tests.
These are men who, if they had prostate cancer, other forms of mortality might bring them to a natural end to their life, regardless of the cancer.
Exactly. I don't want to be absolute about things, but it's extremely unlikely that detecting prostate cancer in a man of that age is going to impact on their overall outcome.
Dr. Kantoff, if I might ask you briefly, the task force explained that, I guess, between 1986 and 2005, some 1 million men received surgery for prostate cancer, and among them, at least 5,000 died soon after the surgery, and 10,000 to 70,000 suffered serious complications. So, I mean, is that adequate evidence in your mind for more harm than good?
More to the point is the fact that getting the diagnosis of prostate cancer does not necessarily mean that you have to get treated. And there's no question in my mind that there's been an enormous amount of overtreatment of prostate cancer in the United States.
And this is one of the most fascinating parts for me, is that it's this question of, does screening put you on a slippery slope that
yes.
it's hard to stop?
Yes.
So let's say that you have a funny PSA score, and so then you go ahead and get the biopsy, and then the biopsy says, oh, yeah, there is some sort of cancer here. It must be so incredibly hard to say, no, I'm just going to do what they call watchful waiting or active surveillance. I'm just going to sit with this cancer and have frequent biopsies or check back in. And to me, one of the most helpful things to keep in mind in that situation is that there have been these really interesting studies that found that when autopsies are done on people for other reasons, the vast majority of men, is this right, Dr. Kantoff? The vast majority of men actually have some prostate cancer. They just never would have known. It never would have bothered them.
That's exactly right. But let me say that 20 years ago when I started in this field, everybody who came to me with a diagnosis of prostate cancer had incurable prostate cancer. And over 40,000 men per year were dying of prostate cancer. Right now, 32,000 men are dying. The mortality rates of prostate cancer have gone down.
Is that because of early detection and early screening?
One can't be sure, but I have to think that at least in part it's due to early detection and better treatment of the disease. So this issue of slippery slope is an interesting one that you bring up, and that is that we got to get men off of the slippery slope. There are decision points along the way that need to be made. So as physicians, we need to educate patients about the potential benefits of screening and treatment and also the downsides to it.
Dr. Kantoff, I wonder, is there the possibility that many urologists out there, they've fallen into the habit of just issuing a PSA test, and they now have a financial motivation or financial stake in continuing to offer the test?
I think it's entirely possible that there are motivations that are complex that are involved in this process. We need to be patient advocates. We need to do the best we can for our patients. I do think at this point in time that PSA-based screening does reduce mortality, but a diagnosis of prostate cancer should not necessarily lead to treatment.
And speaking as a patient, Meghna, I can say it's had an emotional effect on me in the sense that I look at screening as just screening. And I think next time I get any kind of problematic finding on my mammogram, I'm not going to be as upset.
If I understand correctly, Dr. Kantoff, there are at least 44 million men in America who are age 50 and over. So now, I mean, what are they to do upon hearing this recommendation the next time they go for their annual physical exam?
I think we need to prevent the slippery slope. Not everybody needs a PSA. If you have a limited life expectancy of less than 10 years, you don't need to get a PSA. If you have an elevated PSA, it doesn't always mandate getting a biopsy. If you have a biopsy and you have prostate cancer, there are many men that don't need to be treated. What we're looking for are the subset of men who have aggressive prostate cancer. And if we find that, we can, in most cases, successfully treat it. But at the same time, this should give us pause in terms of the proper use of the PSA, the proper use of treatment, and the proper use of doing the biopsy.
Meghna, I try to write without cliches, but what I most took away from Dr. Kantoff was that these recommendations throw away the baby with the bathwater, and we actually want to keep the baby, which is PSA screening for many men.
Well, that's Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And Dr. Philip Kantoff, director of Dana-Farber's Lenk Center for Genitourinary Oncology. Thank you as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
And by the way, listeners, there is a link to Carrie's Common Health article, as well as a video from Dr. Kantoff on our website, radioboston.org.